about the glories of Lord Nityananda. So there's something from Chaitanya Bhagavat. Accompanied by Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda enjoyed many pastimes with the Lord. Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda together were very happy while they were moving in Navadvip. Filled with love for Krishna, Nityananda enjoyed very extraordinary pastimes. Nitai always acted like a small boy. He spoke with affectionate, sweet words to everyone he saw. He sang, danced, and played musical instruments and laughed. He used to carry a buffalo horn. And it's called Shingha. Shingha. He used to play that buffalo horn. When there was a kirtan, the kirtan was roaring and everyone was chanting, he would take the buffalo horn. Sometimes he roared with bliss. When the people heard him, wonder took birth in their hearts. During the monsoon season, he jumped in the Ganges and would float in the Ganges, crocodile-infested waters. Because in the monsoon season, all the crocodiles that come out of their places, just like about 4 years ago, during monsoon, some crocodile came down from, Haryana, came down to Jamuna, and he was in the back by the Gurukul. The Goshala. Behind the Goshala, where people would bathe in Jamuna across the fields. So this crocodile came there about 4 monsoon seasons ago, and he ate one calf. So the day that the place where the Gurukul boys were going to bathe every day was right in that area, so they went there one day to bathe. And then the local farmer that lived there, he told Gauridas, hey, I don't think you want to take the boys in the Jamuna today. There's a crocodile ate my calf yesterday. And they went, Jai Nishringadev. And they all ran back to the temple. And then the word spread like wildfire. There's crocodiles in the Yamuna. So everyone stopped chanting their Gayatri in the Yamuna. Everyone got a little nervous. It's that 8 feet long, not a little one. 8 feet, let's say almost 3 meters, almost 10 meter long crocodile. Very ferocious. So there's full of crocodiles in the Ganges, and Nityananda's just floating, no problem. He had not even half a sesame seed's worth of fear. Seeing him, everyone stood on the bank and called out, "Hi, hi!" But Nityananda only laughed and continued to float down the Ganga. Wrapped in the mood of Ananta Shesh, Lord Nityananda floated in the Ganga. Unaware of Nityananda's true identity, everyone was concerned and they cried out, "Hi, hi!" Sometimes Nityananda would faint in ecstatic bliss, and for 3 or 4 days, he would remain unconscious. Lord Nityananda enjoyed these and many other inconceivable pastimes. Even if I had unlimited mouths, I could not recount them all. Every action of Nityananda was filled with nectar of love for Krishna. By serving Nityananda, one attains pure love and devotion for Krishna. Now this is a nice... We've read this last year, but it's quite appropriate. There was the first life member, Sankirtan team that was formed. Prabhupada had this idea that people should go out together, two devotees. Like if you wonder, sometimes a new man, he thinks, why do I have to go out with Ma Mantra? I don't go out by himself. You know, I go out with him, I just carry his bag around, he talks all day, and I don't do anything. Prabhupada's idea was this idea of two men party came from Prabhupada. He said, I want the men to go on life membership, two men. So we're following Prabhupada. Now who's Prabhupada following? Parampara. He's following Mahaprabhu. So Mahaprabhu, he started the first two man parties. He started it. It started with Lord Chaitanya. He sent Nityananda out with Haridas Thakur. So Haridas might say, well, what does he need me for? He's Nityananda, Balaram. He's Guru Tattva personified. Why do I have to go? Let me just stay in my cave and chant a lakh around. Why do I have to carry his buffalo horn or something? You know? I can stay in Janjava. Anyway, this team was made by Mahaprabhu. He said, so a senior man and a junior man, right? Senior man is Nityananda, junior man is Haridas. So this idea of combining senior man and junior man started with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He didn't send two seniors together. He didn't send Advaita and Nittai. Senior man, you understand senior and junior? Advanced and Jyotiwala? One day, unexpectedly, Mahaprabhu gave an order to Nittai and Haridas. Listen, Nittai. Oh, Nittai. Oh, Haridas. In every respect, please follow the order I will now give you. Go to every home with this request and ask the people in every home, my dear sir, please chant Hare Krishna. Chant Krishna's name, Bolo Krishna, and worship Krishna, Bhajo Krishna, and teach others about Krishna, Krishna Shiksha. Don't tell them anything else. Well, this is the preaching formula. Don't tell them anything else. We have 3,492 temples, 70,000 restaurants. You know, you become our life member. They didn't say anything about that. He said, don't tell them anything else. Or Kitchene. No, nothing. He said, make them chant. He said, don't tell them anything else. Worship Krishna. Huh? Tell other people about Krishna and chant Krishna's name. Don't tell them anything else. Make them chant. At the end of the day, come back and give me the report. I want to hear the Sankirtan report. What are the results, Nittai? Haridas, what did you do? Then Mahaprabhu says, beg them to chant. Beg them, please, please chant. If anyone will not chant, then with a chakra in my hand, I will cut him apart. Chakradhara. Hearing this order, the Vaishnav Sangha smiled. Who has the power to disobey the order of Mahaprabhu? Daiho. That apart the Sarthiki Daiho. Nityananda carried this order on his head. Persons who have no faith in this order have no intelligence. Advaita Acharya happily destroys anyone who serves Advaita but has no faith in Chaitanya. How can Advaita, this would, Vrindavanas Thakur is saying, Advaita Acharya will happily destroy anyone who serves Advaita but has no faith in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So how is Advaita going to destroy you? Because he's Shiva, the destroyer. And had these movies, The Exterminator. The Exterminator. So the destroyer is Shiva. He's the exterminator. And Advaita Acharya is Sadashiva and Mahavishnu. So he can easily... Vrindavan Das Thakur knows Tattva. So he says, yes, Advaita Acharya will happily destroy you with his Trishun. Placing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's order on their heads, Nittai and Haridas, smiling at once walked out into the street. They didn't think, I have to go out. My partner is Maha Mantra. I have to go out with him. I don't know. Maybe I don't want to go. I think I'm going to... Can I talk to the temple commander, the temple president? No, at once, they immediately, Haridas didn't hesitate. They admit, let's go. Oh, you're my partner? Come on, Chulo. Let's go preaching. They went from house to house and asked everyone, please chant Krishna's name, worship Krishna, teach others about Krishna. Krishna is your very life, Prananath. He's your true wealth, Pranadhan. Krishna sustains your life. Please chant Krishna's name. Dressed as sannyasis, they went from house to house with this request as alms. They asked, we're only begging you this, to chant Hare Krishna. Please give us this charity, Haridas said. Chant the name of the Lord. Worship Krishna. Teach others. After hearing these wonderful words from the mouths of these two devotees, Nittai and Haridas, different people spoke different replies and felt happy in different ways. One person said, I'll do it. I will do it. Here's my 11,000 rupees. Or 15 or 20, whatever it is. Can't keep track of it. Then someone else said, forget it. I'm not going to become a member. You two are misled by bad advice. Chalo. That association has turned you two into madmen. Why do you want to make other people madmen like you? I'll never become a life member. Chalo. All the good people of Navadvipa have now become madmen like Nimai Pandit. He's ruined everyone. Persons who could not enter to see Lord Chaitanya's dancing chased Nittai and Haridas away and, "Get out of here, you beggars! Kill them!" Someone else said, "They're both thieves! They're casing out our house! They're not life membership makers! They're gonna come back here and rob us! Let's arrest them and take them to the king's court! They're just going house to house on this plea of life membership, but actually they're thieves!" Maybe true. Why would religious people act like that? Why are they going around collecting money? These aren't religious people. Paisa wallets. If they come again, I'll take them to court. Hearing words like this again and again, Nittai and Haridas just laugh and laugh. So, you don't want to become a member? Well, okay, Advaita Charya will take care of you. Because of the power of Chaitanya's order, they did not become afraid. Every day they went from house to house. Every day, no stay back days, no vacations, no chuti. "Oh, my baby's sick. I can't go out today." No, every day Haridas and Nittai went out. And returning to Lord Chaitanya, they told him everything. Gave him the full report of their day's preaching. So many memberships made, so much, you know, lagu pushtak, baro pushtak. Then one day on the street they saw two drunken thieves. Wonder who they could be. Everyone was complaining about them. They were saying, these two persons, they were born in Brahmin families. But all sins have now taken birth in their bodies. The only sin that these two persons have not committed, there's only one sin they have not committed. They have not committed the sin of offending a Vaishnava. Just see. These two persons. They did not commit this sin of blaspheming a Vaishnava. Day and night, they associate with drunkards, but still, they never, ever blaspheme the Vaishnava. Even elevated and respectable people will lose all their piety if they blaspheme Vaishnavas. If sannyasis blaspheme Vaishnavas, the sannyasis will become lower than drunkards. Even drunkards will eventually attain salvation. But any person who blasphemes a Vaishnava will never have a good future. If he blasphemes the Vaishnavas, even a person who studies the scriptures will find his intelligence destroyed. Buddhinasha. A person who blasphemes Nittai will be destroyed completely. Rolling on the ground, these two drunkards fought and punching each other. Staying far away, Nittai and Haridas watched. Nityananda asked some of the people, "What caste are these men? Why do they act like that?" And people said, "Oh, these are thieves and drunkards and meat eaters. They've committed all the sins." Hearing these words, Nittai thought, he became merciful at heart and he thought, "I have to deliver them." So, sometime later, then Haridas Thakur, after being the partner of Nittai, he made a complaint to Advaitacharya. Because Advaitacharya is the elder. He's the eldest person. He's 60 years older than Lord Chaitanya, 25 years older than Lord Haridas Thakur. When I was making inquiry in Vrindavan about the guru of Haridas Thakur, who would he take diksha from? Everyone I asked said he took diksha from Advaitacharya. That he received, his diksha guru was Advaitacharya. So Haridas went to his guru. First, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was his shiksha guru and he ordered him to go out with Nittai. But he went to his guru, he went to Advaitacharya and he filed a complaint against his preaching partner. So I have a complaint about my preaching partner, this Mahamantra Prabhu. He's all day. I don't get any rest. He goes out early in the morning, comes back late at night. I don't get any chance. I'm a new man. I need my rest. Getting at the time. This is what it was. Advaitacharya Prabhu. Mahaprabhu has sent me out with a very restless person. Nittai says to me, I will go in this direction. In what direction will you go in? Then he jumps in the Ganges for no reason, starts swimming in the Ganges, and it's full of crocodiles. Not only does he swim, but he grabs a hold of the tail of the crocodile and says, Chalo! And he just starts racing around the Ganga, and the crocodile keeps turning its mouth, chunk, 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 trying to bite him, and he laughs, ha ha ha, and he flips him around. I stand on the banks of the Ganga and call to him, hi, hi, Nittai, Nittai. And he laughs and smiles and just floats down the Ganga waving at me as he goes down. Bye. Bye bye. If he sees a young boy on the bank of the Ganga, he becomes angry and chases the boy with a stick and tries to beat him. No, Nittai is almost 7 feet tall. Little bit shorter than Lord Chaitanya, Nityananda. So a little boy is on the bank of the Ganga, and then Nittai takes his, because he already carries a stick, danda, big danda. He starts chasing the boy, I'll kill you! Can you imagine? And then, when the boy's mother and father come with sticks in their hands, hey, you avadut, who do you think you are, chasing my child? Then I have to go and grasp the feet of those two people and say, oh, please, please, don't beat up Nittai. He's my good friend. He's a little, you know. Don't mind. And they say, oh, Puggle. Oh, he's Puggle. Oh, okay. Have a dude. Suddenly, they cool down. I have to grasp their feet and beg them to go. Stealing, when the dude wala comes by, he steals the butter and milk out of their, you know, carrier. Then he runs away. And seeing me, then the dude wala grabs me and starts beating me. You thief! He's your brother! You know, I'll beat you and then you'll know what it's like. So his Nittai just flies like the wind, you know. He's gone and hurried us, old man. He's old, much older than Nittai. He's almost the same age as Advaita. So he's quite old. And so the dude wala says, hey, you thief, I didn't do it. Oh, well, he's your brother. And they beat me up. And what Nittai does, it doesn't make any sense. There's no logic to his behavior. When he sees a young girl, he goes up to her and says, hey, you want to marry? I want to marry you. when he sees a bullock come by, he jumps on the back. He jumps up on the back of the bullock and yells, "Hey, Mahesh! Oh, Mahesh!" Then he jumps off the bull and he runs to somebody's cow in the field and he starts milking the cow and drinking the milk. And the cowman starts chasing. And if I try to correct him, he says to me, what will your Advaita do to me? The master you call Chaitanya, what will he do to me? In other words, your Advaita is your guru. He can't do anything. Your Diksha guru, your Shiksha guru, they can't do anything. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is a Shiksha guru. He won't do anything. Forget it. Your Diksha guru, Advaita, forget it. I haven't told any of this to Mahaprabhu. I'm telling you, Advaita. But today, my life was saved only by the Lord's grace. Nityananda went up to these two drunkards, the murderers, and they started chasing us. When Advaitacharya heard all this, the pleas of the Haridas, the preaching partner of Nittai, he simply smiled. This is not at all surprising, what you're saying. It is right that one drunkard should associate with other drunkards. It is all right if all these three drunkards, Nittai and Jagai, they're all eyes, right? Jagai and Nittai and Mudai. The same gotra, the I gotra. The Nittai and the Madai and the Jagai. We're in the Ayi gotra. And the waiter says, it's all right if these three drunkards associate together. But you're, Haridas, you're a Nashtika Brahmachari. Why should you stay with such drunkards? Bhakti Sananda Saraswati gives a purport. He says, Nittai is a drunkard because he's always intoxicated by drinking the prema ras. Prema mud. It's called prema mud. The intoxicating liquor of prema. Pure love for Lord Krishna. Therefore, since he's a drunkard, drunk on pure love for Krishna, it is right that he associate with Jagai and Madai, who are also drunkards. All three drunkards, Nittai, Jagai, and Madai, should stay together. But Haridas, a Naishtika Brahmachari, should not associate with drunkards. Then Advaita said, but Nityananda will change these drunkards. I know him very well. You will see, Haridas. Just wait. In 2 or 3 days, Nittai will make those drunkards join your Vaishnav Sangha. Dai Gaur Harivo! Dai Gaur Premanande Hari Harivo!